Welcome to The Better Way, a podcast by Boulder Trend. Here, you'll learn to simplify and establish processes that will make meaningful changes to your company and help you to achieve your goals. On this season of The Better Way, we're doing things a little bit differently. We know you don't want to just hear from us, you want to hear from other pros. That's why, in addition to our experts, we're also inviting industry leaders to help teach best practices for successfully implementing software and getting your team on board. Today, we're kicking things off with Joe Christensen and Adam Schaefer, co-founders of Cardinal Crest Homes. Joe and Adam have been BuilderTrend users for years, and their team has become the gold standard for what it's like to get the most out of our platform. They've been on our primary podcast, The Building Code, but today they're excited to dig a little deeper. This episode is all about learning methods for getting your team to use and love technology. So, welcome, everyone. Thank you for listening to The Better Way this season. Joined with Joe Christensen and Adam Schaefer. You have a lot of fans in this building. I don't think you...
Oh, no.
So many fans.
I see him chase Adam.
We are fans of a lot of people in this building.
Oh, so perfect.
It goes both ways.
Yes, it
good.
Does.
Good, good. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Awesome to have you guys on this season. We're super excited to chat with you and kind of learn about some of your processes and your journey with BuilderTrend and just hear some of your stories.
I've already heard
a few, but I can't wait to hear the rest.
There's so many.
So many. We're going to turn this into a 45-episode season.
Oh,
so
perfect.
Hope you have time. Just kidding. So let's kind of get started and talk about prior to BuilderTrend, what was life looking like for you in the construction world? What were those processes looking like? What was the day-to-day? How awful was it?
Dumpster fire. I mean...
Fire hose.
Fire
to the face.
Hose.
Open mouth. Ouch.
Wow. Graphic. I think prior to a, you know, software like BuilderTrend, I think we were like anybody using anything and everything that was available to us at the time. And so that might be, I don't know, like I still use Google Sheets. But okay. We use Google Sheets, we use Excel, and I mean, we still use those products. But there was no Dropbox at that time. I don't think I was using Dropbox. And then there's a lot of paper. We actually had that's where we started the binder organization, right?
Ooh.
Yep, every job had a binder.
We're kind of old school where we still have paper binders. We've been talking to our office manager, finance manager, to ditch the binders. I don't think he ever will. But we started this binder organization. But I think the big highlight was I did have like just budget controls and organizing, and I did have an Excel sheet get corrupted, and I lost like a ton of information, and not only just budget, but like some selections and whatnot, and I got really frazzled. That's the right word, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
And we started thinking, there's got to be a...
Better way.
Wow.
Oh.
That was not rehearsed, guys. I just want everyone to know it was not rehearsed.
Wow.
I just looked into your eyes and you knew.
In my soul.
I did. I did. I saw your soul.
I felt that.
It's gorgeous, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry.
So, like, early on, though, for us, you know, we've been using BuilderTrend for quite some time. It was late 2011, maybe early 2012, when we started using BuilderTrend.
Yeah,
we understood that there was a better way very early on in our careers, and we were looking for the best solution. In the beginning, it was just Joe and I doing everything, and it was Joe and I designing all of the architectural documents for the home. We did all of the interior design, and then we did all the project management as well.
Jeez.
And then on top of that, anything that had to happen in the back office, and we were
accounting,
slammed.
Sales, I mean, anything you could think of, any department you could think of, a corporation, that's what we had to do.
Oh yeah, and so we were working nonstop for the first, honestly, 2 to 3 years. So we learned early on, we needed something, we needed help, or we weren't going to be able to do this for much longer. And we did a bunch of market research, and BuilderTrend was a solution that we found. And honestly, it changed everything.
I still remember when we watched the demo video, we were actually officing out of my brother's basement.
Yeah.
And he was gracious enough to let us destroy his little bar there or take it over. Thank you, Dave. And I remember watching it right there, and it was like, I can't remember who our salesman at that time was. It was 11 years ago. Somebody probably could tell us. I think they have told us at one point. But, I mean, we were blown away right away. We were like, oh, this is it. And not only that, back in that day, I will have to say, like, I felt like when we called Builder Trend, like, I don't know if it was true, but I felt like there was a little bit of magic back then, too, that still exists. But, like, it was like, we called Builder Trend, and I felt like, I'd be like, it would be really cool if you had this. They're like, we have it next week. And I was like,
and it'd be done.
Lightning fast. Whoa. Like, I think we had joined Builder Trend right at the explosion of the company. So it just seemed like we grew as it grew. And it almost was like it was a perfect partner at the time. And what's funny is that we were busy because it was just the two of us, but we were overly busy because with just the two of us doing all those different things, we were thinking, okay, how do we scale this? And how do we use Builder Trend to scale? And so we just dove in on so many different things that Builder Trend was like, you know, all the different facets of Builder Trend to say, okay, how do we template this? How do we make it consistent? How do we make the process consistent? And you know what? That's a big point of our company, because as we grew, even I'm kind of fast forwarding, but I'm going to tell this story, which I know Adam loves this story.
Laying on us.
Yeah, I think you tell it more than I do, but it's not that great. Actually, it's not that great of a story. I'm hyping it up now. So
can't wait to be disappointed.
Yeah, get ready to be disappointed, listeners. So like having a business partner, like it's super sucky, right? So you have this other. I'm kidding. So Adam and I are both contractors, right? And you know, contractors really mild personalities, right? We're not type A, we're like total just lay back passive people. So when Adam and I would be over jobs, we totally would do it our separate ways, because we all are type A, we all are decision makers. So soon after a couple years of doing work, not even maybe a couple years, we realized, wait a second, there is an Adam experience and there's a Joe experience, and they're both good, but they're both different.
Yeah.
And it's like we were almost at some point felt like it was two different companies. And that's where it really started helping to integrate into Builder Trend even more, to say, okay, how do I make this process repeatable and the same? And what tools are in Builder Trend to help us replicate the same thing? And what can we do? And to then kind of merge ourselves as and become one as a partnership and not two.
Oh, for sure. I feel like the Cardinal Crest way, in a sense, has become, you know, Builder Trend has become a key component of how we do business. And
maybe another partner.
Maybe, I mean.
The trifecta.
Made
the trifecta.
It totally allowed us to create consistency within our company. And that was how we created the Cardinal Crest experience, right? Is to develop that process, that system that is repeatable. And Builder Trend allowed us to do that. There's many, you know, key features in Builder Trend that really helped us out. Templates. Every single project manager, I don't doubt that they can build a home. Any single one of them can build a home. But some of them might install tile before they paint. Some might install tile after they paint. So, you know, creating schedule templates, creating templates for our selections, you know, creating this type of consistency for our company kind of forced, in a way, project managers to build the way that we want them to build or that we would like them to build. For our clients, creating these templates, selections, it forced our clients to make selections in a way that we want them to make selections. And so it created consistency, and that has helped our business hundredfold.
Amazing.
Wow, my throat gurgled. Sorry if you heard
we
that.
We heard it.
Yeah, I know. I heard it.
Everyone
too, a little gurgling.
It.
I got excited when you were talking. Just gurgled.
So obviously, you know, had the processes before using Builder Trend, and we kind of helped get everything into one place for you, provide a consistent experience. And I think something that we hear pretty often is that Builder Trend can be a little overwhelming at the beginning. You know, you sign up with a brand new program, there's lots of features, there's a lot of things that you can do, a lot of places you can start. And that journey is going to be different for everybody on like your desired outcomes and things like that. But where did you find it most beneficial to kind of get going? Did you pick a few features that you knew you wanted to dive into or just like, let's just...
So let me touch on that just real quick, because you had mentioned something that kind of struck with me, where you said, hey, you know, before having Builder Trend, you guys had these systems and these processes in place. And I'm going to be completely honest with you. We didn't.
We didn't.
No. And so the beauty of Builder Trend is, you know, we in business, we all want these systems and these processes to help improve our businesses. Builder Trend, in a way, helped us, or it forced us to create systems and processes to create consistency within our business. And so that was a huge help. And, you know, Joe had mentioned this partnership, and I think Builder Trend is 100% a partner in our company, because it did force us to create systems and processes. And the way that we use Builder Trend, it is infused in every aspect of our business, from pre-construction to production into warranty as well. And on the sales side, those four aspects of our business, it's all about Builder Trend.
You know, and I think this is jumping away from your question, but in the same vein, I would say that I think at times when I hear people talk about Builder Trend and the system, and I think what helped us get in early and not have processes is because sometimes people, they look at their own company and what's working. It might not be the best solution, but it's working. And they came up with a system. It might not be a great one, but it's something they came up with, and it's personal, and it came with a lot of heartache and experience. And so they get a software, because I do this still when I adapt a newer software. You get a new software, and then all of a sudden you're like, well, it doesn't do what I want it to do. It doesn't do it my way. It doesn't do my system. And so you automatically think it's not going to work because it's not your way. And when you start, and that was one huge advantage, is that we really didn't have processes and systems. So we looked at it and said, well, what is Builder Trend capable of doing for schedule? What is it capable of doing for selections? And how could we use this to our advantage? How can we use different tabs and create a system around it? And I think, unfortunately, I do think as an adopter of Builder Trend, if you are an old business, that's how you have to look at it, is say, how do we revamp our system for Builder Trend to be the intermediary, how do you say that word?
I mean, I think we understand.
You know what I'm saying?
Of course. Yeah.
But I sound like an idiot.
But you sound good saying it.
Oh my gosh, I sound so good. Okay, so you know what I'm saying. The middle guy, middle man or woman, that's what Builder Trend is. And you have to use that tool. It's just like anything else, like using, you know, you can't force a nailer or a hammer to do something different than it's intended to do. So you have to learn how to use, you know, a hammer or a skill saw or a table saw. Like, yeah, there's different creative ways you might be able to use a table saw, but at the end of the day, its main purpose is for a certain function. I think you gotta look at a Builder Trend that way too, that you're gonna have to change and morph around it. And it is open and customizable, but you know, that is, I think that's a huge thing. And that's a software in general, right? Mm-hmm. You feel like it should solve all my problems, or why doesn't it work with my way? But it is overwhelming. Back to your question, it's super overwhelming when you first get into it.
Yeah, I agree. it's a weird thing, because as a builder, right, I've heard some builders say things like, well, everyone at Builder Trend, they don't build homes. They don't know how to do it. They're techie or whatever. And
damn it, Bobby. Damn it, Bobby. You sounded like a...
But the deal is, like, you've got to you got to erase that from your thoughts, because and you need to appreciate that tech background that Builder Trend brings to the table. Builder Trend, you know, I look at the potential users. I see the one man show, the guy that's building 1, 2, 3 homes a year, gorgeous homes. He pours his whole heart into them, and he has a system and he has a process, mm-hmm. and he might be thinking, I don't want Builder Trend to come in and change what I do or whatever. But I promise you that gentleman, that lady, that builder, they will sleep so much better at night if they do incorporate Builder Trend into their processes, if they do work with their subcontractors to get on board with Builder Trend. It will be a better way for them. And then I also think of the
good tag.
I also think of the builder mm-hmm. that has 18 employees, that has 30 employees, and that builder right now is trying to figure out, how the freak do I get my team to work together? How the freak do I get my team to build the way that I want them to build? And Builder Trend is that solution. It creates consistency within a company.
Well, you just reminded me of something too that's like a huge, huge problem in our industry is key man, yeah. the key man problem, right? And I look at that like there's totally builders who are doing 40, 30, 50 homes, lots of employees, and they are the key man. And I think that's where also the software comes into place, is that it replaces the key man and it says, okay, how do we all use this and become our own, you know, how is this the key man process? But back to your initial question, I do think, I mean, something I hear a lot of times in the commercial guys in our company often say, because the projects are really large, and mm-hmm. they're like, well, how do you eat an elephant, right? They'll say that a lot, and it's like, piece by piece, right? Like just little by little.
Nom nom nom
nom nom yeah. nom nom.
Little nibbles.
but like that's how you know when you take on Builder Trend. You know, my advice to anybody who is first getting on it is start with something that's really intuitive to you. And most, I would say, the most intuitive thing at the beginning of Builder Trend. Well, first it would be email. That's very intuitive, and that's an easy process. It's a grinding one, mm-hmm. but to say everyone only communicates through Builder Trend. That's the way. I'm sorry. This is the way.
It's cool.
That. Yeah, that's cool, right? I didn't say it like low, though. This is the way.
Maybe the better way.
Oh, gosh. But, I mean, right there, just email. And then the next thing that's really intuitive, I think, for contractors is schedule. Mm-hmm. Like, start building out your schedule, and then start templating it, you know? Build out one really awesome schedule that's kind of generic, but then kind of has some key points to it. And then the moment you really can get a template that's working, what's really awesome about it is that, yeah, we have, you know, there's schedules that we've used for, you know, decades. Contractors have used schedules, and they've been 3-week look-aheads, you know, full, CPM schedules or critical path schedules with Gantt charts and whatnot. But what's really awesome about Builder Trend and the software in general like this is it's interactive, it's mm-hmm. live, it's living. And so it can change in any moment, and it can be a huge project management tool. It's like another tool in your tool belt. You can whip out, you know, and say, okay, here's the schedule now, here's what's happening. But what's going to happen in the future, and what happened in the past, and who's actually here, and what delays are happening, and you can populate that and really make it living and knowledgeable, where everyone starts seeing this tool grow and change and be dynamic. And that's where it takes on a whole nother form of, like, you know, a real basic way of using the schedule is just doing a 3-week look ahead once a week. Mm-hmm. It gets updated once a week. Great. But the ideal scenario is that you've got a schedule live on Builder Trend. People are accepting when they're going to be there,
yep.
or not accepting. There's daily logs that are showing up from the platform of when they were there, what things were done. There's weather being reported right there. All of a sudden, you've got these multiple layers that it becomes this really powerful multi-tool kind of scenario where you're like, yes, this is just a schedule, But now when you look into it, it's like an onion, right? I didn't have a good Shrek voice. Mm. You know, I'm thinking
it's Shrek. Like an onion, so yeah. Many layers.
Yeah. And you just, you know, I think that's what, and that's an intuitive thing to contractors, is like everyone starts with a schedule. And so I would say when you first get Build-A-Trend, start with something that you're really used to mm-hmm. and that you're good at. If you're really good at schedules, start there. If you're good at, you know, I don't know, like other, if you love doing daily logs and you do it on some other app, start with daily logs and see the power of that and how that kind of forms. And then you have to just do it one by one and have small successes. Because I think it is super overwhelming. There's so many things. Like, I mean, we've been using it for 12 years. And just yesterday when we were here talking to the program management or whatever that team was, I was like, crap, I'm not using that. And I felt kind of naked, like exposed. Oh, I did. I was like, I know, inappropriate. But I was like, I don't use that. Like, you know, what else do you not use? And I, you know, I felt like I was a super user.
Mm.
There's just always more to learn.
There is.
That's the beauty of the program, right? I think Joe's strategy is an excellent strategy. I think far too often, you know, well, the reason why we want Build-A-Trend in our companies is to solve issues, problems that we're having, try to systemize the approach, make things more simple for us. But I feel like a lot of times that strategy, when I'm a new user coming onto Build-A-Trend and I say, okay, here's a frustration that I have. I need to manage my selections. I'm gonna do a deep dive into selections. The truth is, most likely it will probably end up just being more frustrating for you because you're not 100% familiar with the program mm-hmm. and you haven't experienced the wins that the program mm-hmm. can bring to your company. So the things that we're all good at, just like Joe's saying, start with the scheduling. We're great at scheduling. Let's do that. We're going to populate a template schedule for a brand new home. We're going to do a template schedule for a remodel. If it's a whole house remodel, we're going to do a template schedule for a basement finish. I'm going to put a template schedule for installing a pool. You know, there's lots of different options that you can have with those template schedules, and we're good at scheduling. So start with those and you will experience the wins. And then once you're familiar with the program, then start tackling the issues that you're having. And I think you'll have a lot more success with Build-A-Trend.
Breaking it in chunks.
Mm-hmm.
The elephant.
The elephant.
Piece by piece.
Yep.
Vicious.
Num num.
Oh, you guys kill me. No, and I think, you know, like we said, sometimes it can be overwhelming, but just finding something that you're already, you know, doing well. We're not here, Build-A-Trend isn't here to just completely wipe out all of your current processes and tell you, you know, everything you ever have known and loved is just wrong, right? We're here to help. We're here to calm that chaos. We are here to be a partner, right? So use us and utilize what we have to offer. Ask us questions, lean on us. We're here to make your day a little bit easier. So mm-hmm. I appreciate the insight because I think it's one thing to hear us internally say it, like, you know, we understand it's overwhelming step by step, but then to hear people who use it every single day and they're like, oh, okay, they're not lying.
Yeah.
They're on things.
That was my phone. Hopped out of my butt.
Whoa, sheesh. Naked. He is naked down there, everyone.
Oh, gosh.
You know what's funny? I can remember, or just other builders that I've spoken with, they're like, dude, I'm getting Build-A-Trend so that it's for my customers, right? It's for my customers. And I hear that a lot. And the truth is, it is for your customers, and it's an amazing experience. It totally improves the build experience for them. But
it's only half of it.
That's only half.
Maybe a third of it.
I would say that's just a bonus component of Build-A-Trend. The real nitty gritty, the reason why, like, be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
No, the reason why you want Build-A-Trend is because our freaking jobs are hard.
Yeah.
Chaos. Like,
they are hopefully controlled chaos every single day. All we're doing is we're putting out fires constantly. Now, Build-A-Trend helps us look awesome for our clients if we're using it correctly and updating schedules and whatnot. But the real reason why we're doing this is, dude, it is for you. It is for your business. It just is that bonus for the customer where you are going to look incredible in front of your customers if you are utilizing the program. And Joe and I's approach to that, super transparent.
I was going to say,
with our clients.
How are you doing that with your customers, with your owners?
Our approach to that is like complete transparency, even with our entire team. We might be unique in that thought, but all of our employees have access, 100% accurate access to
all features of BillerTrend,
all the financial information, all messages. In fact, when you're setting up the users, the different people on your team, you know, they get to see all of the company messages. We want them to see all communication. We don't want to restrict anything for any of our employees. On the homeowner side, they see the full schedule, 100%.
That's unique to us too. And I think you have to be to give a little backstory to that, we only do, 10 to 15 homes a year. So it's more manageable. I think if somebody's scaling at a large, they might want to separate their departments more. For us, we see it very helpful to have, if a customer brings up something to a PM and we see that it's interior design based, we want the interior designer to be able to jump in and say, hey, I saw this email, even though it wasn't directed to me, I've got a solution here. And so we kind of see it as a collaboration effort.
Gotcha.
And I hear some new tools that might be coming out on BillerTrend yesterday. I don't know if I'm giving away something, but there might be some more communication, like collaboration efforts coming that could actually solve that beyond email, which is going to be awesome. But
insider scoop.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Ooh, that was cool. I didn't plan that. That was cool. Something you spurred something else that I forgot to say, Adam, is like, I kind of like to say this a lot, because like the best and worst part of construction is the human component. It's the best thing, because when you like, there's so much gratification when you build something that's like just beautiful, and it's what you want, and you get it just right, and you work with these artists and craftsmen, and you're doing this work, and it just turns out beautiful. And your clients are just super emotional, and they're going to remember you forever. And they see you in a grocery store, and they're like, "Hey, son or daughter, that's our builder. He built our house." And like, you look at those kids, and they think, "Whoa, he did it all himself." And you're like, "Yeah, yeah, I did.
Yeah, I did. Every single piece.
Yeah,
by myself."
But truly, it was a bunch of different craftsmen and artists. But on the flip side, it is the worst part, right? The human error is massive. Mm-hmm. The game of telephone. The game of I'm going to be there. No, I'm not there. No. We've got all that material. No, it's backordered 6 months. What? All this human error can cause massive chaos, and it can happen, and sometimes does, on a scale that's unbelievable. Like the last 2 years, unbelievable chaos. Like every day, a new crap storm. That's the G-rated version of that. Just every day, it was unbelievable how many new problems would happen that were colossal. Like huge price increases, huge delays, huge problems with labor, huge. So what I'm getting at is that where the software is really great, and you kind of brought this up, is that it's like it's your constant. It's the one thing that's constant in your business. It's the rails, and definitely things get off the rails. Mm-hmm. But when you have a constant, you know you're off the rails, let's set it back on, and then go from there, because it's gonna happen. Like projects, you get bad, maybe labor screwed something up or something happened. And sometimes when what we've experienced, and a lot of builders experience this, there is an explosion of work, explosion of pricing, explosion of so many things that things got off the rail. And then when you have a software and a system in place, you can say, okay, hold up. Doom. Doom. You know what I was. I didn't mean to, but I didn't plan it, but it just happened.
You're just going for it.
I know.
Dude.
You put it back on the rails. I'm an idiot.
And here comes BillerTrend back on the rails.
Yes.
Here we are
back on the rails. And so like it makes, to me, I love that it's a constant. because things are not like, we talk in theory all the time, and I'm sure here at the Builder Trend HQ, you're like, oh, this new thing is going to be so awesome. You guys are just like jiving and loving the theory of all this stuff, and like you guys just the technology of this, and just you guys are all in the clouds, and then you probably talk to one contractor who's like, that's crap, it ain't going to work. And then, but it does. It's just, you know, it will come off the rails at times, and you have something to set it back on.
For sure. And I, you know, as you're talking, Joe, my mind is going in a direction where with everything that had happened the last 2 years in our industry, we needed, or what would have been, what was super helpful, to just add a layer of protection.
So true.
To our business. I hope that through the last 2 years, people... users of Builder Trend, when things were happening that were not going our way, when procurement issues, when we were having scheduling issues, when subcontractors were saying, hey, yeah, dude, I'll be on site on Tuesday, and then they show up a month later. I hope we were utilizing our schedules and making that information available, visible to our clients, so that it didn't result in anything, anything bad.
Well, you know what, your
lawyers and whatnot.
Where you're getting at too? I mean, we had these moments, and it was, you know, it's so sweet and awesome. Even though it's like a told you so moment, so you don't want to rub it in people's faces. But we had multiple moments, these like come to Jesus talks with clients these last 2 years, overpricing, scheduling, and they're pissed at us. This is, I mean, and. You know, if you're a builder who didn't have those problems, call me. I'd love to know what you
did. Amazing.
You're amazing, and I want to showcase you.
You're using Builder Trend.
You're using Builder Trend. It was awesome to then pull up Builder Trend on the schedule, communication, and the jobs that we were doing it right. Now, I can't say we were doing it all right because it was chaos. But the jobs that we were doing it right, when we say, well, let's look at the communication we've had. Well, we've contacted you multiple times a week through email. We have logged these daily logs, three of them a week, and we've been updating the schedule and showing you where we've had weather delays and this. And not that it will click with a pissed off client that moment, it does let calm the scenario that says, oh, you know what, these guys are doing their best. The scenario, it then does put the focus back on the impossible scenario we were doing, and those times will come again. Like I don't think, hopefully, knock on wood, that we don't ever experience what we just experienced, but there will be those houses that something happens, or projects that's just are difficult. And when you have all these, this documentation that you're saying,
a little safety net,
it does, it makes it awesome to go back and say, you know what, we were doing the best we had with the scenario and what we've been given, and we have been documenting it and keeping you in the loop. And I think, last thing I'm gonna say on this topic, because we talked about this a lot during COVID, because there's so many bad delays post-COVID, we will say. I would tell people, we would show people all of Builder Trend and say, let's show you a little bit behind the curtain of what's going on. Because that's what was going on. People would be like, well, you said the plumber was going to be there next week. And I was like, yeah, he called. And we called him. And he confirmed. And he double confirmed. He even triple verified.
Stamped that. Bam.
And he still didn't show up. And here's the documentation. And here's the text messages. And here's the daily logs of when we did it. And it was good to start showing people behind the curtain of the madness we were doing. And it kind of reminded me of an article I read about IKEA, how IKEA, like some of the magic about IKEA is that they do make you put together all their furniture, right? Mm-hmm. And they have seen this, I don't know if they knew this before they started this model, but they said there's this overwhelming pride in furniture, even though it's not the best quality. There's this pride that happens when you put together your own.
Like I did that.
Yeah. And I felt like, well, if we can start, I joke that like all clients should like have to schedule one subcontractor to just welcome into our world and be like, okay, we'll handle the rest. But just so you know,
so you
the pain
feel.
You can feel. But I felt like, you know, taking people behind the curtain a little bit, if you will, the Oz kind of Wizard of Oz picture. And yeah, saying, look at the madness we're dealing with. And BuilderTrend actually helps you kind of document that and show you like, guys, we're doing our best and you've hired us to be expert service people and to be experts in our field, but we are limited to some tools and labor that we have to deal with in the market.
Doing what we can.
Yeah.
I think, you know, the owner side, the owner portal is quite frankly something that I think is underutilized sometimes because it can be a little scary, right? Mm-hmm. We, you know, get builders who are like, I don't want, you know, them to see this or I don't want them to see that, and they just get a little nervous. So I appreciate you guys touching on that and how huge it is for your business.
Oh yeah.
Because I think it's worth hearing that from someone like you who uses BuilderTrend every day. So
yeah, because I do know builders that have said they don't even let their owners see the owner side.
Nope, they won't make them active at all, which to each their own, right?
To each
it's
their
not
own.
For everybody, but
for us it's really beneficial. I mean, there's never been a project that nobody's ever seen.
I mean, for us, right, because we've implemented BuilderTrend in every single aspect of our construction company, you know, day one when we start the design meeting, we spend 30 to 40 minutes acclimating the homeowner to their BuilderTrend user account. Every time we meet with the homeowner, we're asking them to pull up their BuilderTrend account in front of us. Like, it is 100% a part of our business. All communication we ask our clients, it goes through BuilderTrend. If they send us a text, we do instruct our team, hey, this is a great text. Thank you so much. Can you make a comment on BuilderTrend? Can you get on BuilderTrend and send us that information?
Changes. Hey, can you go on BuilderTrend and just request that change?
If there's a phone call, put up the daily log. Hey, I got a phone call from the homeowner, XYZ. Put it up on BuilderTrend. But it's such a part. And what we've learned by doing that is we do get less pissed off clients. They are involved in the process and we don't have to do a whole lot.
Well, and that's why I kind of brought up that IKEA thing, because
that's totally what
it comes down to, is like, you want them in our process, right? We're doing 10 to 15. Now, if you're doing 100, it's going to be a different story. But like, when you're a custom home builder, you want them to be part of the team. And that's a sucky, like, what's the word I was going to try to use? It's the culture of contractors kind of sucks. Like, you, mechanics, maybe Dennis, like, we're all roped into like, you're cheating us. It's too much money. You're making more than you say.
Totally.
So I guess all customers are like Wild Coyote, or what's his name? What's his name? Yosemite Sam? Yosemite Sam.
Well, I got that. You're cheating us.
Gosh, we're silly this morning. I am. But I think trying to break that, like, if you can show them more, have them more part of the process, they see you as partners in what they truly hired you for. There's sometimes this, like, just such a role of, like, this contractor is screwing me. You know, this contractor is making all this money. And they often look at the big dollar figure, you know, home is multiple million, 2 million, you know, we're making a small fraction of that. Mm-hmm. And it never fails that, you know, clients can have, you're already having an uphill battle. And so I think tools like this can help show them the process, show them that it's a little messy and that things, it's not perfect because of the human error problem, but it's also really awesome and different things. So anyway.
Gotcha.
It's a weird thing that you know, as you're talking, Joe, I'm thinking early on in my career, I would have these thoughts all the time. At the completion of a project, a homeowner, one of my clients, says something like, oh man, the home that I built is incredible, you know? And I'm like, well, I built it. You know, I have that kind of like sense, well, that's what I like to do. Or the home I designed is incredible.
Oh, I could think of a certain person that I was so bitter at when he would say that. And I know what you're about to say, like, but I really was almost offended by that top.
Oh, totally. Early on. Early on. For sure. Because you're like, well, you should you know, thank me or whatever. You know,
I'm the like, one who did it.
What the?
But and then subs are like, I'm the one who did it. You jerk.
But what I've come to realize, right, and what we have required from our homeowners to do the deep dive into Builder Trend is they get the IKEA feeling. Mm-hmm. I have designed this home because I went through all of your selection process that's in Builder Trend, and I got to pick the color of the hinges on my doors. I got to pick the faucet for my main floor half bath.
And even if our interior designer actually picked it, they do feel a sense of
every selection.
I accepted it.
I accepted it.
A sense of purpose.
I approved it. I followed the schedule the whole way through the project, you know, so I was involved in every aspect. And now when I hear that, I'm like, you did. You did build this home.
You did that.
Congratulations. You did it. I like to feel like we built it, but if they say that, I'm 100% okay with that, because I feel like the system that we've provided through Builder Trend has created those feelings.
I think you've transcended. You've now reached nirvana that you can now say.
And I think
they built it. You did build it.
You did.
And I couldn't think of a better way to end this episode than with a sense of nirvana.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
I appreciate
cue the
you.
The didgeridoo.
That did not work.
There you go. You got it a little bit.
Awesome. I appreciate you guys. I know covered a lot of information here, but just hearing how integral.
Yeah.
There we go.
Integral. I like
it. Builder Trend is in your day to day. I know, right? I'm glad that none of us can speak. Builder Trend is in your day to day. Is just amazing to hear. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as an employee, Builder Trend is music to my ears. So I appreciate you sharing your stories with us and hearing how it's, you know, change your lives for the better.
Yes.
The better way.
Better way. The
better way.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Joe and Adam.
You're very welcome.
Appreciate your time.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's been a blast.
Thanks for listening to The Better Way. If you're a Builder Trend customer, schedule a training session to learn more tricks for applying software within your business. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to The Better Way wherever you get your podcasts. Visit buildertrend.com/podcast to sign up for the email notifications on when the next season drops and explore our original podcast, The Building Code. Don't miss our next episode, focus on how to become a Builder Trend champion and why it makes all the difference in successfully implementing our platform.